In the Roman Republic, wax death masks were extremely common. In the homes of rich patricians, death masks were hung in an ancestral hall, together with a drawing of the family tree. Bombastic and extravagant funerals did not only celebrate the deceased, but also paid tribute to their ancestors. At such events, written sources report, actors wore the painted death masks of ancestors. Complete with hair and glass eyes, the masks appeared very much alive. The death masks also had a status function. The more prominent figures and dignitaries a family could number among their ancestors, the greater their respect and influence in the state. Ultimately, the search for this man's identity was not successful, but the comparison with other likenesses brought a very different insight. Other portrait heads also have similar faces, with exactly the same characteristic creases and wrinkles. So, despite such a seemingly individual appearance and an original inscription unequivocally identifying the persons portrayed, the portrait head's signs of age do not so much indicate a particular person as a particular type, a group of people. Scholars believe these are portraits of members of the new ambitious middle classes in the late Roman Republic and early Roman Empire, the descendants of freed former slaves who had climbed the social ladder through their own efforts and achieved rank and respect.